crowd of 2,156 at Hanner, plenty to cheer about as head coach Mark Bynson is alongside for the Ford locker room wrap-up. It didn't begin that way when there were eight lead changes very early. It was just a one-point Eagle lead at the under-eight timeout in the first half, but then that big run surfaced, 18-0 to be exact. We talked to both Calvin and David to what the keys were. Having watched it, what changed during that stretch?
Well, first things first is that was a pretty amazing 2 points in reaction to the 2 points to start the game off. And
did you like that?
Yeah, it was, you know, everybody was ducking, and the students were unbelievable tonight. You know, they were packed, and just them coming out and getting us going, you know, it was the first thing, thank them for coming out and supporting us. It was tremendous to see that. And, you know, what got us going, you know, we had some defense there. And I thought, you know, Calvin made a bunch of threes, but I thought it was his passes that got us going. He made a really nice pass to Elijah for a dunk. And then he came down and found somebody else again. I think it might have been Crawley on another nice pass. And so when he made those two things, you know, we started just passing the ball better. And, you know, we end up with 22 assists, which is great. We didn't start out passing it well, but we just started finding the right guy. We started getting stops. You know, things started looking a lot better on the offense. And, you know, we took care of the ball. We didn't turn it over. You know, it's one of those hard nights where, you know, they're playing so hard and they're running around a little bit that, you know, it's hard to kind of script out, you know, what they're going to do and kind of, you know, stop it because it was a running press game.
You can look at that crowd, and when you're playing in front of your own people, it's going to be exciting, and you would think that it would naturally give you a positive boost. But what's the key to being able to channel all that energy in the right way so you're not making too many mistakes in the early going?
Well, you know, I'm glad it was like that, and I'm glad it was a game where we you know, fought through it and didn't play great. You know, I was kind of disappointed with our defensive effort the first 5 or 6 minutes. We were lackadaisical, and, you know, they made some shots. But, you know, I felt like we weren't quite covering, you know, how good we could. So, hopefully we don't get in some bad habits there. But we did settle in. And, you know, a game like this is fun because you can play a lot of guys. And a lot of guys can get in there. You know, we were able to kind of, you know, see guys, give them an extended opportunity. I think, you know, David Vitti got extended opportunity and played really well and shot the ball really well. So hopefully it's a step forward for him.
How about David Vitti with 23 points on 6 threes in just 18 minutes of action?
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying for 2 years he's our best shooter. And, you know, he can – you know, when he misses, I'm really surprised. He has such a good form, good release. And, you know, the good thing tonight is he was, you know, actively looking for his shot. And I think we've been on him now for a couple of weeks in practice and things like that where, you know, it's okay for him to go ahead and rip a couple off because he shoots it so well. And, you know, and we can space the court better when he's out there, when he's making shots. And he did a good job tonight, for sure.
You're now 7-0 in home openers during your tenure. Georgia Southern is 43-4 in home openers in the Division I era. Once the game got stretched out as much as it did, when you had leads of 30, 40, and ultimately what turned out to be a 54-point game, how did you maintain a focused attack?
Well, you know, we're always saying this, no matter what the score is, play basketball the right way. And, you know, we wanted to play hard and play together, and part of the togetherness is sharing the ball. And I thought we did that. You know, when the game gets out of control, you don't want guys to start looking for themselves. And, you know, we started really passing the ball better. So I love that sign of a team that's trying to make a play for their teammate.
Vitti brought this up during his comments, but with North Florida coming up on Monday, that's a team that was picked to finish second preseason in the Atlantic Sun. They make a lot of threes. They made 11 against Florida the other night, and they barely eked out a win just last night against Florida National down in Jacksonville. With knowledge of their prowess from distance already in mind, what are some of the other things that Matt Driscoll's squad does well?
They're really good. They shoot it from five positions. And they have a senior-laden team. These guys have been through it. I think they finished their season last year. They won like 7 out of 8. And with the same guys they have now. And so they got a lot of confidence. They should. They're well coached. They run great sets, great actions. They really pass the ball and share it. I'm very impressed with their point guard. Their point guard is, you know, great poise to his game. He can shoot it and make plays. So it's going to be a hard, hard challenge. And, you know, we got to start get to work on it tomorrow with our guys. But we got to have 2 great days of practice to be, you know, have a chance against these guys on Monday.
You taking toilet paper to Jacksonville with you?
No, it's a one-time deal, and maybe next year. Maybe that's a tradition. We do it the first game, first home game every year. But the toilet paper is going to be put away now for another year, and we got to focus and try to win some games.
Eagles win it over Reinhardt, 109-55. Marks, thanks very much.
All right, thank you, Danny.
Georgia Southern 1-1 on the year. Reinhardt falls to 1-3. Eagles will be at the North Florida Ospreys coming up Monday night, 7 o'clock. We're on at 6:30 with the countdown to tip-off. One final break. We'll close things out from Hannah before Colin and I have a bit of a road trip to Troy, Alabama for a football matchup against the Trojans tomorrow at 3:30 Eastern.